Let's go, babe. Let's go.
Okay. Anyhow,
hey,
ladies
John?
And gentlemen, joining us once again is John Smith.
Couldn't get enough of us. You had to call in?
Hey, I should never have left the studio.
Okay, let's start with Keith since he was right there. Any other way to balance the Bath fans that you know of on a squirrel cage? Or should they just be, is it actually the mounting that's making the vibration? Or is it just something that's the motor's getting out of balance and can be corrected?
It's getting out of balance because the ductwork's too small. The fan blade's actually falling apart.
Okay.
You know, when you put your hand over a vacuum cleaner
right.
and you hear the motor go faster and faster and faster,
right?
That's the impeller going faster and faster and faster because it's trying to move more air, and it can't.
Oh,
and
okay.
So then they're only rated for a certain RPM.
Okay. So that's what's going on, and it's loading the motor up like I was talking with somebody else about. So if they went to
exactly.
a large, so if Keith went to, say he's got a 3-inch duct on it now or a 4, if he went up to a 6 or a 7, it'll help that move a little bit air, that air better.
Yes, it will. Yeah,
and eliminate the vibration issue.
That should help it. Also, you know, it may be a really cheap fan too.
Well, it's a new tone.
Yeah, it might be, like I say, it might be a really bad fan.
All right, John.
Wow, Ron, you just dropped it out right there, didn't you? You just tossed it on the table and said, take a shot at it.
I'm just saying, you know, like I said, I like the Panasonic units.
They're
all the time.
Great.
We also have another one for you.
Yeah.
We had someone else call in that did not appear on the air. Dorothy, a longtime
uh-huh.
listener of our show, called in with an issue. Her REM 2-ton AC installed. REM?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's missing an E.
I was
like, REM. I don't know what the hell REM is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her REM 2-ton AC installed. Oh, don't correct it now, Trixie. We've already called it REM. No, it's two E's between the H and the M, honey. Anyhow, 2-ton AC installed in 99, froze up in July 2010. They traced it to a broken line in the A-frame, but she wants to know if you have any comments or ideas.
That's typical. It lost its Freon or refrigerant,
right?
And so it's going to freeze up because there's not enough cooling.
Right.
And so it's not uncommon right now. We've seen quite a few of those A coils failing for one reason or another. Sometimes it's because of the new refrigerant because it's running at a higher temperature.
Okay.
But there also seems to be some sort of acidic problem going on, rotting through the copper. Not so much in the Chicago area, but throughout the country. I've read a lot of my friends in the industry have had that problem.
Is that coming from the Freon, or is that something that
it's in the air.
Oh, it's just in the air.
It's something in the air, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need more coal plants. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just checking.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on. Indoor air pollution.
Right, yeah. More mercury in the air, that'll help.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I'm a big fan of that.
You had one more comment about Rose then also, right? That Rose called in earlier?
Yeah, I had a comment on Rose's. When she got a new furnace put in, they probably left the furnace up on high speed. It's a common mistake or, I don't know how to put this politically, but the idiot who set it up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That worked.
John, I'm sorry. John, could you repeat that? I was stepping on you. Go ahead, say that again.
The idiot who set the furnace up left it on high speed.
And it probably
is moving too much air.
Uh-huh.
So then the air is not able to remove the humidity. It's
not condensing. It's
exactly.
moving so cause it's
yeah.
not it's not
blowing.
Coagulating and condensing in one area.
Yes, it's blowing right through the coil and not dehumidifying properly.
Okay.
And so typically in our area and in Texas where they make all the furnaces, they're always up on high speed because they need much bigger air conditioners down there than we do in Chicago.
I see.
And so my advice would be to reset the and double check the airflow and make sure that matches.
Okay. And they may have, when you disconnect and replace the furnace, are you taking that A-coil out and then having to recharge the system?
Sometimes you are, and that was a good suggestion you had to check the refrigerant. But the first thing is, that before you check refrigerant, you have to check your airflow and get that balanced, and then you check the refrigerant.
Okay.
After that.
Well, by her calling that installer back, they should do that properly then, eh?
Hopefully.
And if not, John, what number should they call?
Well, she's in Cicero, and we don't really service that.
Sure you will. Sure you will. Sure you will.
Okay.
For 40 minutes on the air with us, you'll do it.
Okay, 847-729-1820.
Okay, one more time.
847-729-1820.
Excellent.
And the company is Effective Air at effectiveair.com.
Great.
All right, thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Hey, thanks. See you guys.
All right, bye.
Wow, Ron. Way to lay the guilt-tripping sword of Damocles and dangle it over his head. For 40 minutes on our show, you will.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
right.
That is absolutely right. He's just got a nice free little 40-minute advertisement. That's, yeah. He's not going to go to Cicero?
Come on.
John, drive back over here. I have a thing
Come
or two
on.
To say to you.
Wow.
Now I'm getting tough because he's not here.
Yeah, yeah, when you know, it, and that's a funny thing.